Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
We have to tell stories. Tell some quiet ones!
Shh, shh. Pa's trying to sleep. We'll be quiet, Pa.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Riding that horse this morning, huh? John Dinkins, Brian Barrett here with you for the Wake Up Crew. This is Thursday, March 7th, and this is episode 1359. Could be our last one after we just heard that horse. Daylight saving time coming up in 3 days this weekend. Bam, spring forward. Gain a lot of daylight. Yeah.
Lose that hour of sleep.
Well, sorry, Mr. Whiney. That's just the way it goes.
I think sun will go down Monday, Sunday night or Monday night, like 7
Sunday
o'clock.
Sunday night. 7 o'clock, yeah. Of course, we'll be back to driving in dark in the mornings, but
yeah,
it doesn't last long. I personally like getting up when it's still dark. A lot of people don't. A lot of people want to see the sunshine and, you know, in the morning. But
I have my windows so dark in the...
Doesn't make any difference.
...bedroom. I don't know whether the sun's out or not because I had to put some darkening curtains up.
Well, you're high maintenance, aren't you?
Why's that?
Well, I mean, you got to have darkening curtains and,
well,
you know,
I had to do that because
your phone's disconnected. It doesn't, you know, after 7 o'clock, you can't talk to anybody and all that kind of stuff.
No, I put those up because of where my office is. Too much daylight was coming in for doing videos and stuff.
Oh, the Rutherford Weather video station.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Spring break is in 16 days, and spring begins in 12 days. And Easter in 24 days. And, boy, this week, particularly Monday, it felt like spring, didn't it?
Yeah.
About 75 Monday.
Well, it's been rainy, though, this week. But Monday was pretty nice.
Monday was pretty nice, yeah. And I don't like wind. March has a lot of wind. Yeah, I just don't like wind.
It's a good day to fly a kite when it's windy.
Who flies a kite now?
I don't know.
Nobody flies a kite.
Ben Franklin.
I don't think I've seen a kite in probably 10 years.
The only place I see a kite is on the beach.
Well, I mean, they've got them in those little stores there,
yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
But people, and I never understood that. Why do people want to fly a kite?
I never did. It doesn't seem like fun to me.
No. But, I mean, most of the time, they get the kite up, and the winds are blowing off the ocean so much, it stays up. So, you just, once you get it up in the air, you just anchor it down, and it stays up all day. I guess somebody told me that they did that so their kids would know if their kids went out, you know, or got down in the water and they went further down, they could see where their sight was, you know.
Oh, well, if your kids are that far away, you probably need to watch them a little closer.
Well, maybe so.
So,
do you know you can get in the water and you kind of slowly drift?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I don't know if that's the case or not.
I don't get in the water anymore, so I wouldn't know. I get my little feet wet, and that's about it. That's the extent of my, you know, beach.
Kites are often affordable and fun and can be flown by beachgoers of all ages.
But it did say beach. It didn't say it can be flown in Tennessee.
Well, I just looked up why do you fly a kite on the beach. See if there was actual real reason for it. But
no, I don't think so. I think it's just, but I do think it has become that. They can watch the kite and see how far it's going in there. I've never cared much about throwing football in the water or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, no. I used to do it with everybody else, but I never have been a big fan of getting out in the water and trying to catch a ball and diving into the beach water and all that stuff, you know. All I know is it's salt water. Ugh. So when you get in there, it's like, and then you feel kind of filthy, kind of nasty to me. Or get
very sticky feeling.
Yeah, get some moss or something on you.
And then you got to put... then you got to put all that sunscreen on, and it gets yucky.
Yeah. Though, every once in a while, occasionally, we'll go eat somewhere and right from the beach. You know, if it's a beach restaurant or something. And that is the nastiest feeling in the world is, you know, you put your shirt back on that you've had on with all that tanning lotion and dirt and grime, and you're sitting there eating fish and chips. I mean, it's not the greatest greatest day in the world when you do that. Very rarely do we do it, but
and you've got sand from head to toe. And
yeah, but the greatest feeling is taking a shower though after you've been on the beach. Now that's a good feeling, all clean.
I have trouble getting that sunscreen off sometimes.
Well, yeah, I could see that. I've got a back scrubber. I've finally bought one. I didn't believe in back scrubbers, but over time, I've decided a back scrubber is very important, especially on the beach.
Mm.
Well, we've got a great show. Hope it's better than this first 6 minutes. But we've got to take a look at the weather because it's always important here in Murfreesboro. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for showers developing or building into the area well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 54. And then afternoon showers likely on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today we have one of the most popular kids' items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Toots. Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 820, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Dell's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at TireWorld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In college basketball, final week of the regular season, we had 9 ranked teams in action, including top-ranked Houston, who won at UCF. 67-59 Cougars are 27-3 and have wrapped up at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title in their first year in the conference. 3 games featured ranked teams going head-to-head. Number 2, UConn won at number 8, Marquette, 74-67 in the matchup of the night. 4th-ranked Tennessee wrapped up the SEC regular season title with a 66-59 win at number 17, South Carolina. And number 6, Iowa State beat number 20, BYU, 68-63. In the NBA, Thunder beat the Trailblazers 128-120. Oklahoma City moves into a tie with Idle Minnesota for the top record in the Western Conference, both at 43-19. Warriors, who lost by 52 points in their previous game, beat the Bucks by 35 points, 125-90, to snap Milwaukee's 6-game winning streak. Kings over the Lakers, 130-120. De'Aaron Fox, 44 points.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:21. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian, this is WGNS Radio, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I always wonder, you know, how you're hitting dials and trying to go to different stations, and you know, you don't know who you're listening to. We probably don't give station identification enough.
Well, we have a lot of things that are on there.
Well, but I mean, you know, like a 6-minute conversation, but it's hard to mention anything in 6 minutes about WGNS if you're having a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You're required to do it once an hour.
Well, I know that.
With the call letters and all that stuff, but. We.
But even if you do the call letters, you don't necessarily. Do you always say Murfreesboro? Do you say Murfreesboro with it? I mean, is that requirement?
It has to be the call letters and the city of license.
Oh.
It can be Murfreesboro, WGNS.
Gallatin, whatever, like some right. of the other stations, they cover areas.
So that's where their tower is located. So you can say Murfreesboro, WGNS, or WGNS, Murfreesboro, but they have to be together.
Oh.
And we are, we've got
WGNS, on, Smyrna, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
That's, yes.
Yeah. So that's been added, kind of.
The Smyrna has been added since we've got a tower there with an antenna and all that good stuff. So
need to go to Breaking Bread, Smyrna. I'm giving them free ads every morning.
Forgot about that.
I'm going this week too. They have different meals sections. It's great. We'll talk about it when we get to Taco Tuesday.
I'll have to go again or sometime.
We've been told we talk about food a lot.
We do.
So I don't want to get into that.
I've got some food to talk about today.
Really? Well, you can. It's not Taco Tuesday.
I can do whatever I want.
Well, okay. Then I don't want to do Song of the Day. How's that? It's because you want to do it. We'll do it. Okay. So you're telling me you run the show. Okay.
No. I'm just saying I'm going to talk about it later on, food.
7 o'clock numbers are up. Is that what the reason is? Yes. You think you're the star of that 7 o'clock show? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess so. Song of the Day, you want it?
Yeah.
You know you make me wanna sound, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Made popular from the movie Animal House, that shout. I'd never heard that song until Land of My House came out. And
oh, yeah?
They sang that in it at the toga party.
Oh, yeah.
They had a toga party. Patricia Beals is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all that she does for the patients at Stanley Chiropractic. I went there just the other day. Patricia Beals will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That's Jenny Harrison.
Yes, if you want to send us a Good Neighbor, all we need you to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club as well. And Good Neighbors get those to us too.
Facts of life, the facts of life.
Well, a short one today. Pigs can get sunburn.
I didn't know that. How's that? Because of short-haired?
Pink skin, yeah.
Oh, wow. We'll be back, 624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. Not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles, we can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. After more than a year of debate, a new charter school will open in Rutherford County this August. American Classical Academy Rutherford announced their first school in Tennessee will be in Luverne at 2 Ingram Boulevard off I-24. That location currently home for the Ingram Entertainment offices. The ACA is associated with Hillsdale College of Michigan. Dr. Andrea Anthony, the Rutherford County School System's Chief Personnel Officer, says recruitment efforts are now underway for jobs in the Rutherford County School System.
We have plenty of openings this coming year with the growth that we're expecting. Special education, ESL, hard-to-fill areas such as math and science, English, and languages. We have school nutrition positions, custodial positions, cafeteria monitors.
Some positions may come with a sign-on bonus. Those bonuses typically get paid in December, followed by a payment in May. In the recent primary election, Smyrna residents made it clear about the fate of their General Sessions Court. Despite a concerted effort to abolish it, the referendum was defeated by a substantial margin, ensuring the court's continued operation. The final vote count for the referendum to amend the town charter stood at 3,329 in favor of retaining the court, while 1,332 votes were cast to eliminate it. A train smashed into a car Tuesday night at the West Main Street Railroad crossing. Initial reports about the accident were vague, with multiple police and first responders on the scene. Witnesses say the car appeared to have a flat tire and was stuck on the tracks. The car occupants had time to escape before the collision. There were no injuries. News on demand 24/7 on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew, 27 after the hour, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes in our community. That's MTE serving to make life better since 1936. Some things coming up this morning, Good Neighbor events. We've got another check of the forecast. We'll be looking at the traffic as well later on. And Man on the Street Newsmakers, all that coming up this hour. So it's not just you and me, buddy. It's a lot of people helping out.
That's very true.
Later on today, we're going to be having the Villages of Murfreesboro. That'll be during your hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we just... Just plugging along here. We've got some news.
Oh, we do?
No, you don't have to play anything, really. I mean, you can, but...
Is it newsy news, or...?
Well, it's kind of newsy news.
Okay.
The United States Post Office is telling us, don't even put your bills, payments, in the blue box up by the post office anymore, because people are not Murfreesboro. Let me clarify that.
Just in general?
This in general, that people are going in and sifting out the checks from the post office. They say you need to go in and, you know, use either go to a teller or go use the little boxes that are in the
building.
Yeah. So I'm going to start doing that from now on. But it really was bad, people, that if you put a bill in your mailbox, you know, and you're elderly, mm-hmm. Well, people knew you were elderly. They would go to that mailbox when the flag was up and take it, because
really?
They know the elderly can't come out. You know, they're not checking it or going to chase you down or anything. So it's kind of become a problem. So that's what they're saying. I mean, I still use the blue boxes. I don't mail anything from home. Nothing that has any kind of monetary thing in it. So you burglars out there, you know, I'm going to go inside. And I'm not using the blue box anymore. So,
and
you would think that was pretty. That'd be pretty secure, though, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're doing it, but you know.
I mean, how are you going to get your arm down in there to get it?
I think they're busting the machines up, is what I think they're doing.
The blue boxes.
Yeah, I think.
Well, like, I mean, that's again, right in front of federal property.
I know. Again, they're not doing it here in Murfreesboro, right. but in some areas, I think they're doing that. So. Well, isn't that crazy? The world has gone crazy.
That I never would have expected that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we can expect.
Mm.
Today in history.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
I want to thank the Turner brothers, Ted Turner, Tina Turner, Ike Turner, no. Well, they've been with us a long time. We appreciate their sponsorship.
Different Turners.
Turner Security, yeah. They're not brothers either, are they?
They're powered by TechCore in Smyrna.
Are they brothers? No, they're not brothers. Okay. In Smyrna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right there at the corner of Enon Springs and Lowry.
We appreciate what they've done here.
Yes. This place is like a fortress.
No, you can't. Well, is it? I was thinking
More like prison.
Yeah.
You got to get in. You got to be the warden to get in. All right. I'll be fired over that one. March 7th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell receives a patent for the first telephone in the U.S.
Ring, ring.
1905, Arthur Conan Doyle. Are we paying you for these sound effects? I hope not. Arthur Conan Doyle publishes The Return of Sherlock Holmes collection in London after public pressure to revive his famous detective. In 1939, Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians do the first recording of Auld Lang Syne.
Aren't you supposed to kiss when this comes on? Not that I want to, but it's always played at midnight.
Just talk to yourself, okay? Okay. 1955, the musical Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin, broadcast live on NBC as part of producer's showcase series, attracts a then-record 65 million viewers.
You can never, never grow old. And that's my home where dreams are born.
1972, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, a single written by Ewan McCall, released by Roberta Flack, became the Billboard Song of the Year in 1972.
The first time ever I saw your face.
That's a slow song.
Very slow.
But it was very popular in 1972. I don't even think you could dance to that. I mean, it's so slow.
Oh, that's what they play after Auld Lang Syne, you know.
Yeah. 2011, Charlie Sheen is fired from the CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Men, men, manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men.
And in 2016, Peyton Manning announces his retirement from NFL. That's, I guess, today in history. Brandon Brooks is next at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
Think wonderful thoughts.
March 7th.
And off you go.
1955. The first televised production of the musical Peter Pan. Starring Mary Martin. March 7th, 1962.
A woman possessed by love.
The release of the Edgar Allan Poe adaptation.
A man obsessed. By terror.
The premature burial.
Believing he is destined to be buried.
Starring Ray Milland.
Alive.
And March 7th, 1986.
There's something to say.
The nationwide release of the action adventure film Highlander.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together, so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Chance for showers developing or building into the area well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 54. And then afternoon showers likely on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. It's already starting to get a little bit busy as we stare at it live here coming out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 westbound here in through Smyrna, Laverne into the Antioch area. It's already busy at times down Vietnam. Vets going westbound through Hendersonville as that traffic picks up towards I-65. Watch for some radar in the Mount Julian area this morning down I-40 in Wilson County. Princess Hot Chicken is catering. Check them out online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
WGNS reminds you, set your clock ahead 1 hour this weekend.
That's right. This is the weekend we change to daylight savings time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, spring forward and add 1 hour to your clock. Again, this is the weekend we change to daylight savings time. Also, it's a great weekend for plays. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. And here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts, it's the musical Dear Miss Barrett. Now, this is the final weekend for both of those. It's also the weekend for the 13th annual Special Kids Race, and that's over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. The race begins at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. For more information, get in touch with Special Kids. And our hats off to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic for all that they do for the community. Once again, we remind you this is the weekend we spring forward and change time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, set your clock ahead 1 hour. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
At Middle Point, we are making major investments to transform our facility and our impact on the community. To date, we've invested $7.5 million in our on-site gas collection and control system, including the installation of 84 new gas wells and nearly 4,000 linear feet of horizontal collectors. These improvements have led to a 98% drop in odor reports, corresponding to a 52% increase in the landfill gas we collect. Follow along at middlepointlandfill.com.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, with everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
It's 21 minutes before the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, and Brian will have hour number two coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Got a lot going on today on this Thursday. And don't forget to spring forward coming up this Saturday night. Spring forward. Jump into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Jump spring and forward into another hour of lost time.
Yeah, you lose an hour.
All right, our dad joke of the day today, and saw a little special one today.
Yes, this was sent in. Thank you for saying you saw it, because Messenger is one of those things I don't, for some reason, don't get them
all. Well, I didn't. She said she had a dad joke. I didn't read the
joke.
You
didn't go any further.
No. Okay. I immediately brought it to our head, the division of jokes, the joke division.
Okay.
Chief.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. It's from Beth Priest. She said her husband told this one to the girls.
So we're
going to
blame him if it's bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I don't know what.
I'm 80. I can't do a very good pirate joke.
That wasn't great. your version of it, but I did get enough of it. Let's see, 1 to 5. I'm going to give that a 4.
CBS News Brief. President Biden will deliver the State of the Union address tonight in what could be his most important speech before the 2024 election.
CBS's Weijia Jiang.
He has been holed up with his advisors at Camp David here at the White House. We've barely seen him because he's been working so much on this address.
Lawmakers hear more today about a new bill that could ban TikTok over its Chinese owner, tech contributor Ian Schur.
Groups like the American Civil Liberties Union are worried that this could be used to break down protections in the First Amendment meant to stop the government from interfering with free expression.
The verdict for the woman in charge of weapons on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust, guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Deputies, you're going to take her into custody and we will set a sentencing date.
The judge ordering Hannah Gutierrez-Reed to show up in May. She faces up to 18 months in the death of the film's cinematographer. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. On Tuesday of this week, a bill working to protect birth control and IVF treatments in Tennessee failed. The bill looked to explicitly protect IVF and birth control access in Tennessee, saying the two don't fall under the umbrella of abortion. Lawmakers opted not to pass the bill, with some wanting to rely on the Attorney General's current interpretation, which does seem to protect IVF and birth control. However, some fear that could change in the future with new lawmakers or new attorneys general. A company has been repurposing a common classroom item to give teachers a direct communication to alerting law enforcement. The technology is already in every Nashville public high school, and now the district wants to put the tool in middle schools as well. During the latest Metro Nashville Public School Board meeting, the district approved the expansion of the Signal Alert for Education, or SAFE, system, a technology that uses microphones that are already in classrooms. Teachers use those to amplify their voices so students can hear them, but it also comes with an important safety feature. Anytime that the teacher is in distress and they need to have somebody come into the room and help them as a first responder, there are two buttons, one on each side. They can push those buttons on the microphone, and they have to hold it for 3 seconds. The notification then goes from the microphone to the receiver in the classroom, and then the alert is sent out to notify the front office. Senator Heidi Campbell of Nashville filed a bill expanding recycling access to every home in Tennessee and reimbursing recycling companies. Producers of recycling materials would create nonprofit organizations. Those nonprofits would then charge fees for companies to do business in Tennessee. Those fees would go toward recycling expenses like pickup, processing, or labor. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is this month's Heart for Healing honoree. A listener writes, "A new friend at church recommended Dr. Ingram, and at my first visit, he listened, made me feel comfortable, and never rushed me. I also wanted a family physician with DO training. The DO training often addresses conditions from both a medical and lifestyle perspective. Family medicine specialist Dr. Chris Ingram is our Heart for Healing honoree and receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need, especially if you're new to town and don't have a doctor.
We have a very good mix. We have a total of 20 different specialties as part of our clinic.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
To some degree, one-stop shopping concept to where you establish a relationship with your primary care physician. He or she will refer you to other specialists when that care is needed, whether that be surgery, whether that be obstetrics or gynecology, podiatry. So when you start thinking about where do I go, how do I identify another physician, a specialist that I may need, you can consult with your primary care physician to help direct that care and make that choice.
So if you're new to town and need a doctor, this gives you connections.
The easy answer to your question is yes. Primary care, both on the internal family medicine side and the pediatric side. So both of those departments have physicians and nurse practitioners. One of our physicians is actually a geriatrician or geriatric specialist. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome back. Welcome. Okay, let me get it started again. The Wake Up Crew back. It's 6:48, and you're applauding that I got it right. Bad news on the Braves front.
Uh-oh.
Ron Acuña has a meniscus irritation. Yep, a meniscus irritation. And he's being seen by a doctor. They've sent him back to wherever, Atlanta or wherever they go to. And so they're already, everybody, all the headlines are going, they're going to have to get an outfielder. They're going to have to get an outfielder, you know. So they can probably make it for a month. But if it does, if it's something like if we were going to miss a half a year, you know, then they'd probably have to search for another outfielder. There's probably somebody out there. Adam Duvall will come back. You know, there's always somebody. Tommy Pham is available. So they've got some, you know, people.
Well, that puts power in your lineup.
But at the same time, the Braves are in pretty good shape offensively, you know, anyway. So
a meniscus irritation.
I mean, he's such a valuable part of that. Yeah. A meniscus irritation. Now, a meniscus, even if it's bad, I mean, you can come back from a meniscus pretty quickly, even with surgery. If you have a surgery, you're probably out a month, they said.
Really?
So, you know, that's the worst-case scenario right now. It's the same leg that he had the ACL on, though, too, so there's some concern. As Brian Snitker said, we'll just make do. We'll just have to, you know, play our game, you know.
You called me an irritation, so.
Well, you're a Brian irritation. And there's no cure. There's no common cure for that. You know, you just have to endure it.
Where is that pain? Never mind.
Mm-hmm. you want to go there, huh? Okay. It's are we ready for some celebrity birthdays today?
Only if you are.
Well, let me look. Yeah, I guess so.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You got a few things to do in this. You're not totally, you know, free. You can't go take a break, anything like that.
Darn.
1908, Anna Magnani, an Italian actress, a big actress in the 50s, born in Rome, Italy. In 1934, Willard Scott. You remember Willard?
Uh-huh.
Everybody remembers Willard.
He used to wish people a happy birthday from Smuckers.
Yeah, yeah. American weather forecaster from the Today Show.
Well, that's a going back theme.
Did he? Is he going to talk on this? Or
I don't think so. I think it's just the Today Show theme.
Okay. And Smucker's here, 101. You know, he'd always try to pick the oldest people, didn't he?
And he was always in Washington. He was never in New York.
Yeah.
He was always somewhere else doing it most of the time.
He was really good, though. He was really good. Do you like him better than Al?
I don't know. It's
Al's
changed.
Al's been around so long now that everybody loves Al.
Well, see, Al came in and was the backup for Willard Scott, which is how he got that job.
I'm a big Ginger Z fan.
Yeah?
I like Ginger. In 1947, Donna Lauren, American singer and actress, she was in Beach Blanket Bingo.
Bingo! Beach Blanket Bingo! Beach Blanket Bingo! Beach Blanket Bingo! That's the name of a game.
Starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello. It's great. It's a great one.
It's a movie?
Yeah. Donna Lauren was she had a song, I think, in it. When Shindig was on TV in the 60s, that was a rock and roll show they had, and Hullabaloo was on the other network. Donna Lauren was a regular singer, so she would sing the hit song of that week, you know. So
interesting.
She was paid to do that. In 1950, Franco Harris, American Hall of Fame NFL football, fullback, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he passed away not too long ago, born in Fort Dix, New Jersey. In 1956, here's your boy. I'm sure this will be a big, big buildup. Bryan Cranston, American actor, born in Canoga Park, California. And, of course, everybody knows him from Breaking Bad, but my generation more, and your generation, really, he was the dad, which I thought he was great, in Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah?
I mean, he's funnier than, you know, anything. Like, Breaking Bad was the serious role, but, man, Malcolm in the Middle was good. He got his start on Seinfeld. He played a little small role in Seinfeld occasionally.
Well, and there was one episode where he played a doctor in one of the Bionic Man-Woman movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was young then.
It was the one that they had the kid who was the Bionic kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
and
the doctor.
And he had an accident, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little far-fetched?
Yeah,
you know?
Same kind of accident.
Steve Austin's son had the same kind of, okay. Well, you know, the whole family was bionic, so what can I say? In 1964, Wanda Sykes, an American comedian. 1970, Rachel Weisz, an English actress. She was in The Mummy. In 1998, Amanda Gorman, American poet and activist who delivered the poem The Hill We Climb at President Joe Biden's inauguration, born in Los Angeles, California. That's your celebrity birthdays locally around. It's Kevin Lowe with a birthday today, Wayne Overby, Jan McClintock, Barbara Spain, and Tim Harrison. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
If you want to let us know about any birthdays or anniversaries you may have or know someone who may have, let us know. Call or text in at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club wide open for you here this morning. Well, let's see. Today is National Cereal Day, along with National Flapjack Day.
Oh, that's a good combination.
Yeah.
Pancakes and cereal.
And it's also Name Tag Day. So
what does that mean?
Well, you wear...
Well, you wear a name tag.
Wear a name tag. Hello, I'm blank. You know, you just put those name tags on.
Okay, so just do that this one day.
Yeah, yeah. It's Name Tag Day, so you have to do it today.
I like you. You do three or four of those. You know, Dalton gives us one, you know?
Well, they all stink.
Yeah.
Today.
6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Chance for showers developing or building into the area well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 54. And then afternoon showers likely on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Good morning. Traffic starting to crank up pretty good now through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound, like it normally does this time of the morning. It's been quiet so far up through the Brentwood, Franklin area, through Williamson County on 65 going northbound, as it continues to build through Hendersonville right now, westbound on Vietnam Vets, coming past Gallatin Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check them out online today, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Hey, fellas, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. We're here all the way to about 7:45 this morning. And we want to tell you that Patricia Veals is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She works at Stanley Chiropractic, and she does great things for all her patients. Patricia is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harris and the family over at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
All right, if you're out there listening, if you know someone that you would like to nominate as Good Neighbor of the Day, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, and you'll get a reply from us. And then just fill out the information it asks for, click Submit, boom. That's it. That's all you have to do. We'll have it on in the next coming days. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Call or text that number with birthdays and anniversaries. You have about a half an hour to get that done. News from the Low T Center and French's.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands and work in Western wear. Plus, we're the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes with the best selection in town.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We've got news coming up next, top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock from WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New IVF protections in Alabama.
This is probably as much of a pro-life piece of legislation that we've ever passed.
President Biden's State of the Union.
He has to show people energy.
And verdict in movie set shooting.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cammy McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. A measure to protect IVF providers is now law in Alabama, and in vitro fertilizations could resume today, as Janet Chamlian reports.
SB 159 has passed.
Alabama's State House and Senate fast-tracked legislation Wednesday meant to shield IVF providers from prosecution after last month's landmark decision by the state Supreme Court left clinics fearful they could be held criminally liable for the damage or death of an embryo. Cody Carnley hopes she and her husband can put dreams of adding to their family back on track. Their embryo transfer was canceled last month.
We know that this gives us the green light to access our embryos that we feel have been held hostage.
Her clinic, Alabama Fertility, says it will restart IVF as soon as today. But Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who had two children through IVF, thinks the Alabama legislation creates more questions than answers.
It does not address the issue of, is a fertilized egg a human being with equal or even greater rights than the person who's going to carry it?
It's a big night in this political year with President Biden set to deliver his State of the Union address. Arweeja Jang has that.
Even though this is a presidential address, I think this might be one of the most critical campaign speeches that Mr. Biden delivers.
Analyst Larry Sabato.
What he needs to do in the speech is to get across the basics, the most appealing parts of his achievements, of his message, because this is it. We're down to the last 8 months of the campaign.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has been talking to voters.
It's one of the year's biggest pieces of political theater. What are some of the issues these North Carolina voters hope the president discusses?
Economy, wages.
The economy is the number one.
I'm most interested in women's health rights and the immigration issue.
Oh, is it the well-being of the state of the country?
Others told me they hope the president will address inflation, health care costs, and abortion. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Summerfield, North Carolina.
The House has passed a package of $460 billion spending bills that will keep money flowing to federal agencies for the remainder of the budget year. The Senate will take up the legislation before the midnight Friday shutdown deadline. The woman in charge of weapons on the Alec Baldwin movie Rust has been convicted, as Elise Preston reports.
The jury quickly found Hannah Gutierrez Reed guilty of manslaughter.
This case is about constant, never-ending safety failures.
Gutierrez Reed was in charge of nearly 20 weapons during the filming of the movie Rust, including the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin that discharged, killing Helena Hutchins in October 2021. Prosecutors argued Gutierrez Reed was negligent because she mixed live ammunition with dummy rounds on the set.
She had 3 hours in the morning waiting for the camera crew to arrive. She had every opportunity to go through that box of dummies.
The Army reservist who shot and killed 18 people in Maine last year had significant evidence of traumatic brain injuries. That, according to Boston University researchers, Robert Card had been an instructor at an Army hand grenade training range, where it's believed he was exposed to thousands of low-level blasts. WGME-TV reporter Marissa Bodner.
Card's family says, quote, "We know it does not fully explain Robert's actions, nor is it an excuse for the horrific suffering he caused. But we thank Dr. McKee for helping us understand his brain damage and how it may have impacted his mental health and behavior."
There has been a fatal attack on a ship in the Red Sea, and the U.S. has promised a response. A Barbados-flagged Liberian-owned tanker was hit by Houthi rebels. CBS News correspondent David Martin has that.
The aftermath of the first fatal Houthi attack on commercial shipping. Three dead, three more in critical condition. The rest of the crew forced to abandon ship. Earlier this week, the Indian Navy had to come to the rescue of another burning ship. And over the weekend, the Ruby Mar became the first vessel to sink.
Time on the roundup, 5 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
A United Airlines flight was forced to return to Houston Monday after one of the plane's engines caught fire.
The plane shuddered and shook, and then they heard a popping noise.
Yeah, so we could actually feel it.
And then several people got pictures of the flames coming out of the motor.
The flight had taken off for Fort Myers, but returned to Houston just 33 minutes later. Scientists say February marked another record hot month. The winter as a whole has been the hottest in history, and temperatures are still rising. Here's CBS News climate reporter Dave Malkoff.
February 2024 was the ninth month in a row where the world has set records for the warmest month. Temperatures are going up in part because the atmosphere is polluted with carbon from burning fossil fuels, a thing humans started doing on a massive scale during the Industrial Revolution.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered National Guard troops on New York City subway trains to stop a rising number of violent crimes.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a new version of a bill that will ban social media accounts for many kids. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
The big difference between last week's bill and this week's is just 2 years. The bill would ban social media accounts for children under 14 while requiring parental permission for 15 and 16-year-olds. The original ban would have hit anybody under 16. Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed it, calling it too restrictive.
The gang violence continues in Haiti, and now one leader is threatening civil war if the prime minister doesn't resign. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've been working with our Haitian partners to put forth a plan to figure out how do we move forward in restoring democratic order in Haiti through free and fair elections. That is a conversation that we've had, but we are not pushing the prime minister out.
Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us? Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for showers developing or building into the area well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 54. And then afternoon showers likely on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, T-Dot's out here with those help trucks assisting a couple of vehicles. Traffic's on the increase quite a bit now as we stare at it live on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. It's already busy. Here we go, westbound on Vietnam Vets. As you come out of Hendersonville, headed towards Conference Drive, still looks good right now down through Millersville. We're keeping an eye on that traffic coming down from the north on 65 south through Robertson County into Sumner County. Princess Hot Chicken has you covered. You can call them on the phone for catering or check out princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. You just got a big news update from CBS, and now we're here to share more news, information, maybe brighten your day a little bit. It's Brian and John here with you here on this Thursday morning. It's Throwback Thursday. Got any ideas?
Huh?
Okay.
Throwback Thursday. Is that already?
Well, not right this second.
Seems like we just did that. Wow, okay.
It's a little later on in the program. So, let's see. Where's my sheet here? The magic sheet tells me that daylight saving time is in 3 days. So, that means we spring forward. Yeah, go ahead and gripe about it.
You lose an hour. I'm not griping.
Well, some people don't like that, but I think they like more daylight later most of the time. But
you're
anyway.
You're one of those people.
Well,
don't like to spring forward.
I just wish they'd leave it alone. If they'd just leave it there, we wouldn't have to lose that hour and feel bad for a whole week.
What have you got to do? You go to church, make sure you check it on time. Boom, you're there. You're sitting there.
I know, but it takes it. It messes.
You're afraid
with
you're going to sleep through the sermon or something, buddy?
No. Okay. But it messes up a week for me.
Really?
Yeah. Just when you go to bed.
The other one does, but this one doesn't.
Yeah. It's going to bed early enough when we change in the fall, you know.
This makes you want to stay up later, though.
I know. Too late sometimes. But anyway, spring is 12 days away on the 19th. Spring.
Say it ain't so.
Spring break is in 16 days. Easter in 24 days. So there you go. That's our countdown. Thursday morning, March 7th. It's episode 1359. Of the Wake Up Crew. And before I forget, since I have forgotten, you know, more times than not, especially earlier this week, to do the song of the day, let's do that. Happy feel good songs. This is kind of a throwback here.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
So that's Shout by the Isley Brothers. Were you a big Isley Brothers fan?
I was. They've had several big hits. There were several of them. Ronnie, and I can't remember other guys' names. But
didn't someone else do this song,
yeah,
Shout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the movie Animal House, it was somebody else.
Okay. Maybe that's
Clarence Day and the Knights or something. I forgot who they were. But
yeah, maybe that's the one that, because this one, I knew the song, but it just didn't sound the same. But anyway.
That's the original recording. They're the ones that originally did it.
Well, John, I've got a little bit of Vanderbilt news.
Hmm.
The Hall of Fame class of 2023 has been announced.
Hmm. Anybody I know?
Whit Taylor. Yeah. Whit Taylor.
A good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in Vanderbilt history.
I would say so. He played for George McIntyre, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. 84, somewhere there.
79 to 82.
82. They had a great team in, I think, 82. They went to some bowl games, like, consecutively.
Yeah. Watson Brown was the offensive coordinator, and then he took the head job after that and Watson Brown was there for a long time.
Well, now, right? Watson Brown was also the head coach in 69. So
was he really?
Yeah, so he's made two or three treks through there. But
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Let's see. He was all second team, all SEC.
His grandson's not coming, though. George's grandson, McIntyre.
Oh, really?
He's not coming to Vanderbilt to play quarterback.
Let's see. He set a program single game record with 464 passing yards against Tennessee in 1981, I guess.
He could run. He could run and throw. He was talented. I got an opportunity to see him play at Vanderbilt. So
he was, let's see, this was his junior year. They played in the Hall of Fame Bowl, and they got beat by Air Force, but he was named the MVP.
Odd, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He had 452 passing yards. And
they couldn't stop Air Force.
Yeah. He played three seasons in the USFL.
Then became a principal or a coach, I think, at Shebville, then a assistant principal for a long time, then a principal, right?
Yeah. And then director of schools, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought
so. He must
have
been right before Mike Gentry. Oh, not Mike Gentry, not Mike's in insurance. He's going to hate me for not forgetting, remembering his name. Oh, you know him.
Yeah.
I'm just going blank, but I'll remember it.
I think he was right after him. Maybe. I can't remember.
When I go back, you know how I do them on my memory? 6 days later, I'll remember. You know?
He retired from Bedford County Schools after 23 years down there. He ended as an assistant principal in an elementary school, but I know he was principal of Shelbyville High School for a bit.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
spent most of his life there, didn't he?
Yeah, sure did.
How old is Whit now? I guess Whit's...
I don't know.
He's older than me. He's probably 70-ish.
Maybe so.
Something like that.
Yeah. Another one that is going to be inducted, and this one floored me. I had to read a little bit about it, but Dinah Shore.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that she was an LPGA golfer.
Dinah Shore? Well, she
D-I-N-A-H-N.
Yeah, well, she had a tournament. She had the LPGA tournament, Dinah Shore Classic or something like that. Yeah, from Nashville.
She didn't play golf at Vanderbilt, but it says the first women's team teed off almost 50 years ago, but after establishing herself as an entertainment big hit star, winning Emmys and stuff, she emerged as a pioneer supporting women's golf. So that's why
probably
she's
a big
being
contributor to the university too, I would think.
It sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So she wasn't necessarily an athlete there, but did a lot for them there. So
I would like to see that entire list of the former Hall of Famers, and that'd be interesting to see. I want to see how many I remember.
Yeah.
But
not so sure why they're doing the class of 2023 in 2024, but that's what it says. I saw Jimmy Sullivan, director of schools, on Twitter put out, you know, that Whit was the man. He's a big Vanderbilt fan, so
yeah.
That's how I saw that, and I thought you'd be interested to
hear. I used
to be
a big Vanderbilt fan until just recently.
Well, we've got a little more sports news for you now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In top 25 college basketball, 9 ranked teams in action. You had top-ranked Houston winning at UCF 67-59. Cougars are 27-3, and they've wrapped up at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title in their first year in the conference. 3 games featured ranked teams going toe-to-toe. Number 2, UConn wins at number 8, Marquette 74-67. Fourth-ranked Tennessee wrapped up the SEC regular season title with a 66-59 win at number 17, South Carolina. And number 6, Iowa State beat number 20, BYU 68-63. In the NBA, Thunder down the Trailblazers 128-120. Oklahoma City moves into a tie with Idle Minnesota for the top spot in the Western Conference. Both teams at 43-19. Warriors beat the Bucks 125-90, following up a 52-point loss with a 35-point win. They snap Milwaukee's 6-game winning streak. De'Aaron Fox 44 points as the Kings down the Lakers in LA 130-120.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Fair Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Call Fair Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, back on the Wake Up Crew here from WGNS. Time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're going to find out what's going on. Lots of activities. Jeb Bauer is actually the activities director, and that keeps you going, I'm sure. Pretty hopping all the time, isn't it, Jeb?
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. I hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, and going well, and I know February, especially in about a, 7 to 10 day period, was really, really busy for you guys, wasn't it?
February, we have a kind of a slowish January, especially after the new year, not a whole lot going on, and then February comes along, and you have the Super Bowl, you had this year we had Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day in a 4 day period.
Wow.
We take our holidays and our big events seriously here. So it was a heck of a week, and we had a lot of fun, but we were all very tired by the end of that week. Absolutely.
I can certainly imagine that. So lots of good food and a good time had by all, sounds like.
Absolutely. Our Super Bowl party is quickly becoming one of my favorite things that we do all year. We have people that come out and they're not even really football fans, but by the end of it, they picked a team that they're rooting for. And it's interesting to just see who's rooting for what team.
Well, I see everybody is getting really, dressed up today. It's a big day at the Villages of Murfreesboro today.
Yes, it is. We're having our Oscars ceremony today. So we have our own little red carpet event here once a year. And we like to award our residents in certain fields for their excellency in things like comedy, set design, which is basically whoever has just really beautiful apartments. And we do have a lot. So it is a very hard decision to be made. But it's a way for us to kind of just recognize people for just their unique selves.
Yeah, and you got red carpet and statuettes and all, right?
Absolutely, yes. Every winner gets their own little Oscar to keep and cherish. I won one a few years ago. It's sitting right here on my desk, and I know when we go in residents' rooms, even ones who have been here for several years, it's somewhere in their room prominently displayed.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's going to be a fun time, and guess this weekend some fun things going on. I guess a reminder, everybody, we got a spring forward.
That is true. Yes. On Saturday before that, the Little Theater of Murfreesboro is actually coming to the Villages to perform the Hallelujah Girls, and from the synopsis that I read, it's going to be really funny, and we're really looking forward to that. We haven't had a play in our building in a while, and so it'll be really nice to have that, and the residents are really just looking forward to it.
I bet. Yeah, that's going to be a fun time, and that's Saturday afternoon. We've got Jeb Bowers joining us today, Activities Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And you were telling me there's a book club, ladies book club there at the Villages, right?
Yes. So our book club's been going strong for, gosh, it's probably about over a year now. And they meet monthly and they read all kinds of books. And for this month, they're going to be having their meeting at Dairy Queen. And it involves something with the book, and there's a tie there, but they're going to go on a little field trip, and they've actually had book clubs in the past at the Arrington Vineyards. They had an RV that came, and they had a meeting in an RV because it tied into the book that they were reading. So Sue and Hope do a wonderful job with our book club, and they get some very unique ways to kind of celebrate the books that they've read.
Well, I you try to tie everything into trips to eat somewhere too, right?
Absolutely. We do that as well. We'll load up the bus and go find a good place to eat.
You were telling me also that you have a little swap and shop there. Tell me how that works.
So it is, this is the first time we've done it in the spring. And we're going to really tie it into the spring cleaning that a lot of people do this time of year. And so all the residents, they do is they just identify the things that maybe they just don't wear anymore or don't fit, or things that they just, maybe they're cluttering up the place a little bit and they're just, it's time to get rid of it. So what we do is we have our big activity room, and we open it up and set everything out. It's kind of like a garage sale, but the residents just, they come in and they just take it if they find something they like. It's a good way for residents to get rid of some stuff, maybe find some stuff that they need. And then when it's all said and done, everything that's left over gets donated to a charity.
Oh, that's awesome. Good way to do that. And March is a busy, busy month. You've got St. Patrick's Day and Easter all ahead, so lots of things to celebrate in the month of March as well. We've been chatting here with Jeb Bowers, Activities Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time's a-flying. It's 7:30 Thursday morning, March the 7th.
And happy birthday today to Kevin Lowe, Wayne Overby, Jan McClintock, Barbara Spain, and Tim Harrison. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS. That's a few. We still have time to put a few more names in there.
Yeah, now, if you didn't hear the person you called or texted in earlier this morning, we've got it. We'll announce those coming up here at 8 o'clock. So we've got those on the list. But if you haven't done so yet, now's the time. March 7th birthdays and anniversaries, go ahead and call or text those in. Throwback Thursday is coming up right after we check local news, traffic, and weather, brought to you by our friends at French's Shoes and Boots.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds north-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight remains mostly cloudy. Chance for showers developing or building into the area well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 54. And then afternoon showers likely on Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. It's really starting to stack up over here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. All that heavy traffic flow coming down through that section of East Nashville. It's also building 24 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, right on schedule, where it's heavy up through Smyrna, Laverne, all the way into the Antioch area on 24 westbound. It's picked up just in the last few minutes on I-40 here in Hermitage as that traffic builds in from Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area. It's moving around quite a bit out there in Wilson County. Princess Hot Chicken has you covered with catering. Check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. In the recent primary elections, Smyrna residents made it clear about the fate of their General Sessions Court. Despite a concerted effort to abolish it, the referendum was defeated by a substantial margin, ensuring the court's continued operation. The final vote count for the referendum to amend the town charter stood at 3,329 in favor of retaining the court, while 1,332 votes were cast to eliminate it. After more than a year of debate, a new charter school will open in Rutherford County this August. American Classical Academy Rutherford announced their first school in Tennessee will be in Laverne at 2 Ingram Boulevard off I-24, that location currently home for the Ingram Entertainment offices. The ACA is associated with Hillsdale College of Michigan. Dr. Andrea Anthony, the Rutherford County School System's chief personnel officer, says recruitment efforts are now underway for jobs in the Rutherford County School System.
We have plenty of openings this coming year with the growth that we're expecting, special education, ESL, hard-to-fill areas such as math and science, English, and languages. We have school nutrition positions, custodial positions, cafeteria monitors.
Some positions may come with a sign-on bonus. Those bonuses typically get paid in December, followed by a payment in May. A train smashed into a car Tuesday night at the West Main Street Railroad crossing. Initial reports about the accident were vague, with multiple police and first responders on the scene. Witnesses say the car appeared to have a flat tire and was stuck on the tracks. The car occupants had time to escape before the collision. There were no injuries. News on demand 24/7 on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Hi, this is Bob Cornell, pastor of Covenant Church right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The answer that you've been looking for is found in Jesus and what he accomplished at the cross. You see, Jesus changes lives from the inside out. We would love for you to join us at Covenant Church, located at 1124 Brinkley Ave, right here in Murfreesboro. We have services Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can learn more about us at our Cornell Ministries YouTube channel. We want you to grow in Christ at Covenant Church.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, our last moments together here on this Thursday, but it is time for a little throwback today.
Do you remember these? The hip parade.
Well, John, his memory came about here just a couple of minutes ago that we were talking about Whit Taylor earlier, the Vanderbilt quarterback and Shelbyville phenom. And he was principal at Shelbyville High School for a bit after your friend, Don
Embry.
Yeah. So that's the name we couldn't remember, both of us together. Don was the principal.
We used to go to Shelbyville a lot.
Yeah, we did.
For tournaments and basketball. And Whit was there for years as an AP, I remember, I think. And,
he was.
And he was one in charge of the tournament while we were there. So.
And Don, I remember Don got the job and as director of schools there for a bit. And Whit took over as the principal at Shelbyville. So anyway, got that all cleared up. And then that got me going down a rabbit hole. It's Girl State's going on this week. Boy State's next week at MTSU.
We're not there this week.
Right. But the Girl State tournament has been at MTSU since the Murphy Center was there, from what I can recollect. I didn't look up girls because I knew the guys kind of moved around some, but that's a long run.
They've been at MTSU for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me that when the quarters were at
Riverdale,
they played that tournament at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So I kind of.
And Alan's going to have to let me know, but I'm thinking his 84 team played at Vanderbilt too, I think. I think that was 84.
Okay. So 19.
Dickie Thomas.
Yeah, the.
Was that 84?
No.
I got the, that's later.
It was. Let me look here.
Well, let's see. Alan was an eighth grader.
It was 80. Yes, it was the 84 tournament.
Okay.
It was played at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And they got beat by Brainerd 54-50.
Yeah. Hate to bring up sour grapes there,
yeah,
Alan, but I do remember that. So they flip-flopped back and forth. But you mentioned that they played in Memphis a few times in the 70s.
Yeah. So the since 1988, the tournament has been at MTSU's Murphy Center, the 88, 89, and on, as much as I can tell here. But – you know, I was looking just to see, and going back to the 70s, there was a time in the mid-70s that MTSU hosted it, but it was, well, 1976, for instance. They had it 1 year there, and they also had it in 75. But after that, they began kind of moving around the state, and 77 was at the Murphy Center. But you were telling me in 78, so it looks like in the 70s, after it was open, it was at Murphy Center for quite a time there. But it did go from like the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis was played 1 year. The tournament was played there. Then they played the tournament at Stokely Athletic Center in Knoxville. So it was, and then Vanderbilt got in on it. So it was like it went from Memphis to Nashville to Knoxville. And kind of a rotation there for a little bit. But it's been here in Murfreesboro for quite some time now, though.
I was at that when the quarters were there. I was at those Vanderbilt games. I was at that state tournament.
Were you now?
Yeah. And I went to – I think I was partially when Allen and them went. I wasn't at the championship game. But anyway, so I kind of knew it was at Vanderbilt, but wasn't absolutely – 100% sure.
There's a Vanderbilt Memorial Gym in the 60 and 62, and so it was at Vanderbilt in the early days too. When
that
it was
would,
just
that
one
would
state
cover
tournament.
The Central High Tigers, I would think, wouldn't it? Would it not?
Was that 1965? Oh, 65. That's right. 1965 was at Vanderbilt Gym. Maybe it was 64-65 season, And that is when it was, 64-65 when they won. All right, we'll be back to wrap it up in a second.
TV too loud? We can help with that. I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building.
All of the proceeds that we generate from our store goes directly back into the ministry for those programs that Greenhouse has. So we would just encourage people to come out and take a look.
The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it! Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Since 1903, French's Shoes and Boots has been your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more. We always have the latest styles from all of your favorite brands. Plus, we have racks loaded with unbelievable bargains, up to 90% off. If you find a lower price, we'll match it, because nobody beats French's everyday low prices.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here for a Thursday morning, March 7th, 7:43. Getting really close to it here. And just want to say that the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, and they support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Also, the morning, there she is. Patricia Veals, our good neighbor of the day. She's the good neighbor for all that she does for the patients at Stanlet Chiropractic. Patricia Veals receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. So if you'd like to get us a good neighbor, here's all you have to do is text neighbor 615-893-1450, fill out the information, click submit, and that's it. That's all you have to do to get us a good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke, thanks to Beth Priest. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I don't know what.
80?
Replay.
Got worse, didn't it?
Yeah. The joke's still good, but the deliverer is... lacks a little something.
I'm not a good pirate.
Dalton would have been good for that one.
You think?
Well, yeah. I mean, he does impressions and stuff.
I guess. I don't know.
Give him some credit for something.
Oh, apparently he gets no credit. Poor little guy's always picked on. Yeah. What have we learned here on the show today?
Well, we learned a lot about Murphy Center and girls basketball and when it was there. And
boys basketball.
Yeah. We'll have continuation of that part two. Next week.
Yep. During the after Throwback Thursday, during the break, I was able to go back and take a look at some of the they even have the stats. So I've got a stat sheet from the 1965 game. So we're going to talk about that.
Matt Gillespie was there? No, he wasn't born, was he?
No, it wasn't Matt. Honestly, And I have no idea if this is the case or not, but it looks like Nelson Smotherman's handwriting.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it was.
And he kept many of those stats for the years, but I'm not sure if he was the official scorer or anything, but it looks like his.
Yeah.
And but anyway, that's going to be fun. Boys State's next week, so kind of a cool thing to look at. What else did we do today? I can't remember.
I talked about the post office and them warning you not to, you know, you probably need to go in. And put your paid checks into the little slots inside the post office, or give it to a teller up there. That there have been some thievery going on.
Got to be careful with that. Apparently,
that was way back at 611. I don't know if anybody remember that or not.
Well, I'm sure there's some people have been with us, you know, from here and there. All right.
And then, of course, we had that dad joke. Oh,
yeah.
It was good, though. It was a four.
It was a great joke.
Yeah.
Except delivery poop.
Beth is probably disappointed that
probably so.
You delivered it that way, but it's okay. It's still a four. That's out of five now.
Right. I did notice that she said her husband did that dad joke with their kids, and she gave him a 7.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
So that's.
Well, they don't change their rating scale like we do constantly. Oh,
tell me about it. All right.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Skunks in Tennessee, they may not be carried across state lines, so you can't bring a skunk in from another state.
I probably won't ever do that.
It's against the law.
Yeah, I'll be skunk free.
And in Bell Buckle, no one can throw bottles at a tree. So keep that in mind. Here's our song of the day as we get out of here. You know you make me wanna shout and kick my heels up. That's going to wrap up the Wake Up Crew for John Dinkins. I'm Brian Barrett. See you in the morning, bright and early, to wrap up this week. Don't forget to say yay.